Philip Marlowe detective type in belted raincoat and with a line below the title declaring, in bold type of course, when it came to loving, he knew which daisy to pick. Yes, really, that's what it says. I can't quite remember how it all started. I know that I first read The Great Gatsby as a young teenager and fell in love with the writing. For what's not to love about the sheer, evocative magic of the writing, as Fitzgerald transports us, for example, to this particular Gatsby party. In his blue gardens, men and girls came and went like moths among the whisperings and the champagne and the stars. The bars in full swing and floating rounds of cocktails permeate the garden outside, until the air is alive with chatter and laughter and casual innuendo and introductions forgotten on the spot and enthusiastic meetings between women who never knew each other's names. Suddenly there you are, wandering among the glitz and the glamour, the backstabbers and the bootleggers, the vacuous and the vainglorious, and all on a warm summer's night in J. Gatsby's garden on New York's Long Island Sound. The clinking of glasses, the beaded flapper dresses, the men in white flannel trousers, the long cigarette holders dangling from female hands with perfectly painted nails. An image of beauty and perfection, of friendship and gratitude, of love and loyalty that is so superficial, so meaningless that it decimates countless lives, not least J. Gatsby's among them. For such a slim volume, The Great Gatsby packs quite a punch. For what F. Scott Fitzgerald shines a light on, what he parades before our eyes, is a society on the skite, an ephemeral world, the boom before the bust. It's a picture of greed and glamour, of people who live only for the moment and for themselves. Careless people, as the novel's narrator Nick Carraway describes his cousin Daisy, the object of J. Gatsby's desires, together with Daisy's loud, rich oaf of a husband, the stomach-churning Tom Buchanan. And if ever there was a lesson to be learned about the fallout of acquiring money for money's sake, then that lesson is writ large in the story of J. Gatsby himself. The emptiness, the surrounded by people loneliness, the pointlessness of it all. And yet, what draws me back again and again to the novel is actually Gatsby himself. Yes, he's a fraud and a bootlegger, but just under that quietly arrogant surface, we also get a glimpse of a man who could be so much more. For here is someone who values both loyalty and love, and here too, above all and despite everything, is a man who dares to hope that he can recapture the past, that Daisy will once again be his, that he will find true happiness. Even as a teenage reader, I somehow got the importance of that, what Fitzgerald describes as Gatsby's extraordinary gift for hope. And so I keep returning to Long Island Sound, rereading the novel every summer, and seeking out new editions whenever and wherever I can, even those in languages that I don't understand. For what better a gift can there be than J. Gatsby's gift for hope? For it's hope, after all, that offers us comfort, that keeps us afloat, and that drives us to beat on, boats against the current, daring to dream of better times ahead.
On this morning's programme, we heard Poker Nights by Tim Carey. That Big Chair was by Rebecca Hunter. The Four Courts Marshalsea and The Battle of the Ball Court by Brian Crowley. The Bedsit by Jessica Freed. Dry Stone Walls and San Fiacre by Frank Kavanagh. And Boats Against the Current by Roslyn D. The music was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. The main theme from Jaws by John Williams. The Pulse of an Irishman from Beethoven's Irish Songs, sung by Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau. Bedsit by Softcell. And Skellig, composed by Alva McDonough and performed by her on cello, with Orla McDonough on piano. And a concert you may be interested in, this Thursday, the 10th of April, The Great Gatsby turns 100 and the RTE Concert Orchestra, Guy Barker and guests are celebrating the centenary with a night of music from the jazz age at the National Concert Hall. You'll find ticket information at rte.ie/CO. Sunday Miscellany's broadcast coordinator is Elaine Conlon and the producer is Sarah Binchy. You can listen back on the RTE Radio app, on the programme website or on all the usual podcast platforms. Just search for RTE Sunday Miscellany.
You've been listening to the Sunday Miscellany podcast. For more from us, you can follow the programme on Facebook, Twitter, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Just search for RTE Sunday Miscellany.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Bye.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
We'll be right back.
then what's to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that brings you life? Or if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before?
Yeah. to me, and my heart is free from all care, for it knows there are no gloomy skies when seen through the eyes of those who are blessed with love. And the sweet secret of a summer place is that it's two people share all their hopes, all their dreams, all their gloomy skies when seen through the eyes of those who are blessed with love. And the sweet secret of a summer share all their hopes, all their dreams, all their love.
Rosie, won't you please come home? Mama, Rosie, won't you please come home? Your room's clean and
Far the land and the sea, beautiful places I happen to be. One little town I'll never forget is Lourdes, the village of Saint Bernadette.
Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh. seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. 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 Chubop, chubop.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you, Sucker. Do you need another mule, Skinner? Down on your new mud run.
Kind of thing. morning, girl. Hey, good morning, girl. But I can't pass the time of day, 'cause I'm on my way to rest my head, and I've lost a mind that I used to have, and I don't have a dime to spare. Hey, 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 good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. But I can't pass the time of day, so go tell the man that collects the juice that you saw a guy without any shoes who would do the job if he was felt that way. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. But I can't pass the time of day. No, I can't pass the time of day. To rest my head, and I've lost the mind that I used to have. I don't have a dime to spare. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. But I can't pass the time of day, so go tell the man that collects the juice that you saw a guy without any shoes who would do the job if he was built that way. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. Hey, hey, good morning, girl. But I can't pass the time of day. No, I can't pass the time of day.